Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. There's so many things that God has said in the Bible that is very simple to understand. Yet there's so many people who say it's difficult to understand the Bible. But most of the Bible is practical and simple. If I talk about marriage, I talk about being committed to one person for the rest of my life. Me, being a male, I commit myself to a female for the rest of our lives. And I do what I need to do in her life to make her everything she can be. Likewise, she's committed to me. It's not an arrangement. See, that's not hard to understand. Commitment is easy to understand, even though some of us think it's hard to apply. Today's verse, Exodus 20:15, says, "You shall not steal." That's not something, again, that's very difficult to understand. God makes it very clear that we shouldn't live in cultures and societies where stealing is normative. When you look around our culture today, you think that stealing is becoming normative, and we will pay the price for this because it's not right. This simple directive demands that we show respect to others and what they own. The world and all its resources do not belong to us, and we should not live as if they do. We do not need to agree with how our neighbors or our friends or other family members use their assets, because God is the only judge. We have no right to assume that a large company can sustain a loss if I steal something, especially if I have good reason for the theft. Compromise with God's clear commandments is the first step to disaster, and those who steal for any reason will wish they had made a different decision. Those who feel they need to steal often rob God and His people of an opportunity to provide for their needs. Those who steal often feel entitled, thinking the object should be available to them regardless of the owner's, quote, rules. In the world, the way it was created, we have no crime, no need for locked doors. Everyone would respect each other's property. That's something to dream about. God knows the best way that you and I should be living together. And we need to respect other people's property, not take it for ourselves. Jealousy, envy, they're wrong. When somebody has something that we'd like to have, we should be happy for them, for what it brings to them. And if we're healthy people, that's how we think. If we're unhealthy, we keep thinking about how miserable our life is because we can't have what somebody else has and we deserve it and we make a plan to go get it one way or the other. That's no way to live. God commanded us not to steal, and we shouldn't be people who do it. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute.